Hello and welcome to the award-winning butter. The award-winning butter. What a show that would be. The news of it would spread everywhere. Oh, what a great joke it is. I'm in a terrible frame of mind because I've got a terrible hangover because I was made to stay up till the small hours by England. Were any of my guests here I wonder made to stay up till the small hours by England, who include Andrew Heaton, Jackie Wilcox and Lola Katz-Roberts? Did any of you stay up to watch England?
I was in the hot tub till 3 a.m.
You were in the what till when?
Hot tub till 3 a.m.
Hot tub? Yes. Did you just say, okay. Oh, Jesus. Where are we going with this? Okay, I'm going to move swiftly on then. Let's talk about Liverpool and transfers. Let me remind myself what I wrote about Liverpool and transfers in my agenda. I'm still trying to make sense of what the hell LFC think they're doing. Andrew, you're blowing smoke through your nose. What the hell was that? This is really distracting. Andy's like a human dragon blowing smoke through his nose. I've never seen that happen on a gutter show before. And I'm visibly shaken by that. I'll try and retain composure and talk about vaping. No, not vaping, about Liverpool in transfers. Well, Jackie, the problem is Liverpool seem to be attacking this window quite slowly, if we're all honest. And I know transfers are often like buses, and suddenly you get three in a week and you go, oh, what were you worried about? But there are other teams buying players, so it's possible to buy players, all World Cup factors accounted for. But Liverpool aren't going at this fast, and it makes me think that all the stuff we've been chatting about on these shows for the last few weeks about how Liverpool need to buy 5, 6, 7, 8 if we sell Cody Gakpo or McAllister, I think it's fanciful in reality. I don't think the club see it the way we as supporters are seeing it. What do you think?
I agree. And I think our biggest sign could actually just be availability next season. You know, we had so many injuries.
Yeah.
So just having players who are consistently available. And the ones who aren't, I mean, the ones who seem to be made in a rank, then maybe we need to talk about them being swap players more than first team choices. I think having a new manager is a consideration. He wants to know what he's got before he starts making changes. Understanding the way we play is another consideration. We don't know how people are coming back from the World Cup. You know, thankfully, nobody, apart from McAllister, nobody's really there till the end. So, you know, people are going to get a bit of a rest before the late season starts. And I think this is the point as well, is that the season starts so much later this year. We have got a few more weeks in there. Okay, maybe France kind of staying to the end might be a consideration if we talk about Barcola. But, you know, I think the most important thing is kind of understanding when the injuries come back, how fit people are, and then just take it from there, really.